Jeff got Tina. Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater, set to Ill, buggin', Cole having a ball. And something about Elm Street was the movie we saw. The way it started was decent, you know, nothing real fancy about this homeboy named Fred and this girl named Nancy. But word, when it was over, I said, yo, that was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare on my street.
Those damn rocks. came to the decision that there's no one syllable or phrase that can adequately describe this new craze. But I'll sum it up in one sentence. Let's see. Okay, I've got it. All praise me, yo. And some alpha sides of it. I know it sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? But when we're on the stage, you know you can't resist. If I remember it correctly, but I can't quite recall the time exactly, but it was somewhere around 2:03 or 2:04. Oh, forget it, let's just go on. Anyway, I stepped out of school, sneaks with Gucci shirt was polo and my pockets were full. Blew some kisses to the girl, because I like to tease. They started chanting my name, I said, ladies, please. I grabbed my way, forget it, there was nothing I could do. I tried to relax, I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, because they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, if they were laughing, you don't need them, because they're not good friends. For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was going to have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand. I wanted to let you know how I felt, so I could get you to treat me like a phone and take me off hold and make your ear a cup so I can pour my heart and soul. I can't help but dream about the ultimate life. Two kids, a dog, a goldfish, and you as my wife. We'd have a rose bush with a white picket fence, and all the neighborhood kids would call me Mr. Brinson on the lazy Saturday afternoons. Right after me and the kids get finished watching cartoons, we could send them both outside to go playing. We could spend some time upstairs, get what I'm saying. The only problem that we would have is whether or not to drive the Porsche, the Benz, or the Jag, and every night before bed, flip the radio on and sip Don Perry on to the Quiet Storm. Gucci, Louis Vuitton, you want more? Gloria Vanderbilt, or Liz Claiborne, or Christian Dior from head to foot? The world is yours if you'll be my toots. Oh, I know what your problem is. Look, those other chicks are just good friends. I'll give...
It's too damn hype.
In the place at about this time.
Too damn hype.
My name is the Fresh Prince.
Too damn hype.
And I'm here with my full posse in effect.
Too damn hype.
My man DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Too damn hype.
The human jukebox Ready Rock C.
Too damn hype.
James J.L. Lasseter. Charlie Mack is in effect.
Too damn hype.
My homeboy Omar Money.
Too damn hype.
Brian and Pete in the place.
Too damn hype.
We want to let y'all know our motto for 1988. We are too damn hype. What are we? What are we?
Too damn hype.
A little louder.
Too damn hype.
What are we? Come on.
Too damn hype.
A little louder.
Too damn hype.
What are we? What are we?
We're too damn hype.
All right. Yo, Jeff, what are you?
Too damn hype.
What are you?
Too damn hype.
To the people that made me what I am today, all the people I used to listen to while I was growing up,
Put your hands together for Grandmaster Caz and Melly Mel. Let me hear it back there for Grandmaster Caz and Melly Mel. I'd like to pay my respects to Mr. Magic, DJ Red Alert. You know, I'm a young boy. I'm just coming up, you know, starting to do this. I'm 17 years old, and I'm going to do what I want to do up here, right? But before I do what I want to do, I want to know, is Brooklyn in the place? Brooklyn's out there. Best I? Where's Best I at? Really? Yeah. We're going to get started like this. You know it. You know it. Everybody put your hands in the air. Let me see everybody put your hands in the air. If you came to have a party right now, everybody let me hear say ho. Say ho, ho. Now all the ladies, all the ladies, all the ladies in the house say ow. Say ow. You don't stop. Homeboys, make some noise. Let me hear say yeah. Say hell yeah. Say Brooklyn rock spot. Let me hear it.
DJ like that. Used to back me up. DJ like that. 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 DJ like that.
The Fresh Prince and the rap industry, we're ranked as first. Ain't a better combination in the whole universe. So if you want the battle, your future looks muddy, cause you just can't be my buddy. Break it down, break it down, ready? We've won so many battles, people think it's a trick. That when the crowd gets the judges, us that they'll pick. They see Reddy's face and then they hear my voice. To choose us as the winners is the natural choice. Because battle after battle, we remain on top. Cause it's not the way we look, it's the way that we rock. So if you thought you wanted a battle, bust this rhyme. Cause keep it and I'm sure that I can change your mind. There was 10 whack crews trying to play high post. One crew got bold and they began to moan. I said, y'all shut up and get back in line. Break it down for them, right? Let's start it with the music and then cut the music out and just break it down for them. Jeff, go ahead. Now break it down. Aw, oh, Jeff, that was death, man. That was death. But you did it too fast, man. You got to do it a little slower this time. Or maybe no music. Yeah, that's what we can do. Yeah, that's the ticket. That's the ticket. Hey, Jeff, just break it down with no music, right? Bring it here. Now break it down and then do it slow with no music so everybody can hear.
Isn't that special?
Yeah, Jeff, that was Jeff. Hold on. Now, you had enough time to warm up back there, man. Are you ready to really get stupid or what? I didn't hear you, man. You ready to cold rip things apart or what?
Yes.
You ready, man? I didn't hear you.
Yes.
All right, I'm with it. All right, Jeff, now hold up. Remember the other day that DJ approached this man? He was talking all that trash about how good he was. What did you tell him that he could do? On a voyage, a hip-hop massacre, the Jason of rap, Freddy Krueger of rhyming, and I'm sure that you'll see in due time, man, people will rush to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to all join in to this Fresh Prince mania. My face in magazines, on your radio and stereo, everywhere you go, audio and video, a hip-hop terrorist, warlike vocalist, other rappers say, yo, Prince, why don't you show me this style now, you must be tripping, it ain't no way in hell I'ma let you put your lip in my rhyme, this is a time bomb, I'm not kidding, my rhyme explodes the second it gets bitten, I'm quick and nimble, a status symbol, I shop amazing, now what are you, to shop gimbals, I'll drop kick a hurricane, body slam a tidal wave, walk through a tornado or a volcano, but I'll be okay though, and it's some more info that your rappers should know. You are the bombs and I will defuse you. I am the lawyer and I'm going to accuse you of the ultimate rhyme crime and you'll be guilty. There's no way that you'll ever defeat beat me rapping any time or day. Pop so much trash, man, I can't wait to be face to face and hear Jeff say,
my victim. You better duck and pray for good luck, Chuck, cause you're stuck. You're like a Thanksgiving turkey and it's time to be plucked. I see your nervous purpose, that's how I know you're soft. You're
talking about.